Now, last week we began Siman Kuf Ches. We learned the first sif, almost the whole first sif, which is about the size of the next six sifim. And just to review briefly, and we'll move on. If you have to sum up in a nutshell, we learned last week is that Recha Milsa, there's a machlaikis in the Gemara, if Recha Milsa, if a smell has chashivos, and we paskin lechatchila lahachmir, and b'diavad lahakol. We paskin lechatchila v'chayshish for Recha Milsa, and b'diavad v'meikol. Question is, in which case, when, where, and how? We're going to have a total of four cases of Recha. We've only dealt with one, which is two things which are roasting simultaneously in an oven, at the same time in an oven. And we said, Recha Milsa, Lechatchila, we don't put kosher and non-kosher together. And B'di'eved, it would be mutter. Now the difference we discussed last week about a Tanur Gadol and Tanur Katan is only Nogea according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Matir, a Tanur Gadol, Upiv Pasuach, that it's mutter Lechatchila. The Ramana says that our minig is not to make a difference, and we're machmir. I don't think any of us would roast kosher and non-kosher in the oven at the same time, at least not knowingly. And b'di'eved, we're mekel, if it's sosum, if it's totally sealed, we're mekel only behefse meruba. But basically, that was the gist of what we learned last week. I want to remind you, because it may come up again today, that there are two sugyas and shas which seem to contradict each other on the topic. Gemara Avodah Zarah, which is a machlekes Abaye and Rava, Recha Milsa. Gemara Psachim, which is a machlekes Rav and Levi, Recha Milsa. And the Shulchan Aruch, all the shittas in the Shulchan Aruch go with the assumption that the halacha is like Rava against Abaye, and we pass in Recha Lav Milsa, except Lechatchila. Chatchila Recha is Milsa, but B'di'eved we paskin La Recha La Milsa. There is a sheet of Taisus in the Rush who says that the two sugyas, that different types of Recha, we don't paskin like Taisus in the Rush, but there is such a sheet in the Rishayim that holds Recha Milsa is also B'di'eved in certain cases. Now this is a quick sum up of what we had last week. Turn to the second side of page Kuf Ches, the side that has all the long Ramah. Because we have still the end of this Ramah to deal with. I'm not sure, I think the last thing we discussed was the issue of the of Zeya. We got sidetracked to the issue of Zeya. V'hu Hadin, in our print is seven lines from the bottom in the Ramah. V'hu adin, im afu b'kai gavna pas im basar, asa lo'ichloi b'chalav. Somebody baked his challahs at the same time that chicken was cooking in the oven. Asa lo'ichloi b'chalav, you're not allowed to have it with milk. Seven lines in the bottom on the Ramah, the first one on the line. Again, v'hu adin im afu b'kai gavna pas im basar, asa lo'ichloi b'chalav. If you have baking challahs with chicken, this is a very common thing. It comes out of Shabbos, everyone's in a rush. It's one thing I wish it didn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to bake your challahs dafka on Erev Shabbos. If you bake dafka on Erev Shabbos, it should be fresh. So a lot of the women are mahadir. I always beg my wife, I said, in the Shulchan Aruch time, they didn't have freezers. So Erev Shabbos was, me and you were still not the same, but it becomes so hectic on Erev Shabbos with the baking of the challahs. Anyway, if challah and chicken is in the oven at the same time, and of course it means the chicken's uncovered, the challah becomes fleishik, and asal achlei b'challah, then that challah you cannot have with milk. Avol b'zeh hazeh ein lochush. But if you bake it afterwards, then there's no problem. Right? But it doesn't matter, chicken is masiyah, it'll go into the challah. One is Maziah, goes into the other.
It's the one time.
It's the same time.
Neither is Maziah.
What?
Neither is Maziah. Just Reach.
That's his case. He's talking about Reach. He's still lost the Chatzila. Avol Bizar Chazeh Ein Lochush. Means if I have a fleshiga oven, I bake challahs, in a fleshiga oven, the challahs remain pariv. The women don't paskin this way. The women are machmir that if you bake challah in a fleshiga oven, you're not allowed to have it with cream cheese or butter. So shalay bifneiem, you could be makel. So kavachem if hilchis kibbut aveim, hilchis kibbut aveim, shalay bifneiem, so they are makel. The oven?
No.
The oven?
Is it baked at the same time?
In this case, with Yachar or Zechazeh? Zechazeh, there's no Zeya issue because Chala is not Maziah. Chala, anything that bakes, we don't know exactly what is Maziah and what's not. But everyone agrees that Chala or sponge cake, things that dry as they bake, are not Maziah. All cakes, all Ugais and Chalas. There's no Zaya yet. Ramesh was Machman and Zaya writes that cake and bread is not loose batter dries. You put a sponge cake, it dries. I think, yeah. So
Ramesh says that
the loose baked batter. Stuff. He says says the word loose batter. He says baked things, cakes and bread are not Maziah. Oh, so the Shach talks about the Shach Yud Aleph. How are you allowed to make fleshiga bread in the first place? So Shach Yud Aleph says, "Hainu bepasmuit." We're talking here when you have a small amount of bread. Oy sheyesh heker bepas. So you make some type of heker that it's fleshig. Avol pas meruba, the ain heker. If it's a lot of bread, the Shach says, and there's no heker, osa fil loich lelevadai. We're talking here baking challah just for the two meals of Shabbos. But if you're baking a large amount of challah, you're never allowed to make it fleishik, which means at the same time that it's in the oven together with the meat. The Gilyam Arshah here brings the question of fish and meat. Which the felt is very machmir. Gilyam Arsha on the bottom. Im afa pasa basa asa loichloi. Aval imdag rishoi vein by mishum sakana. Simen kofta zayin. Ein sham. Yesh oisim lechatchila. Yesh apidiyadah. So he brings three sheetahs. That if you're allowed to talk about a fish together with meat at the same time in the oven, you have fish and meat simultaneously in the oven. So he brings that the achaluke deis as to whether fish and meat are mutter. Gilyam Arshah says in the beginning that it's mutter. He says, look later, that the Ayesh Oysim Lechatchila, the Ayesh Oysim B'diyavit. So,
why does Milsa
talk about
Velua? Why does Milsa? I want to see. Recha Milsa means it's significant. Well, if it makes a treif, well, whatever it is that makes a treif, it makes a sakona, I guess. I will tell you that it's klar zach hazeh, there's no iser. That is to cook fish in a fleshiga oven, even though it's maziah, it's klar that there is no iser. And the Prima Gadim here talks about the iser of fish in a pot, in a fleshiga pot. See, he writes, he sums up the simin on if the Shach Yud Ches. He talks about fish. He says, "Basar im dogim." Listen to what he says. If you're cooking, if you're baking in an oven, two things at the same time. Now we put them in separate pans, but let's say it's sitting on the floor of the oven. You're baking a meat on the floor. You put it on the floor of the oven, like in a matzah bakery. You put it on the floor of the oven, and you have something else on the floor of the oven. So this is Sif Seidas after Yud Ches. The Prima Gadim has an Arichos. This is Neshari Isi Kadinim Rabim Hei Mamati Levayer. Right. So all the way at the end of that paragraph, the eighth ois of his Bior, he talks about the fact that when you bake things in an oven, you have to worry that the gravy or the fats of the meat are going to flow on down onto the floor of the oven. Now, if they're going to go and hit the other food, then it's a taruvitz. But even if it just goes on the floor of the oven, so it's mifafeya, the oven is a keli, and it's bileya into the floor. He says, miu basarim dagim. If you're putting fish and meat in an oven at the same time, af shazav mishuman betanur v'nivlar betanur, even if the meat is absorbed in the floor of the oven, hadagim mutarim. The fish themselves are permitted, even though they have a bli of meat. The kolzman shein zav tachas hadagim, as long as the gravy of the meat is not literally going into the fish, ein lochush l'flitas kelim sakana bedagim. They're not concerned that there's a sakana on using a milcha fleshiga pot to cook fish. Mizelamadati in bishlu dagim b'machvas. If you're cooking fish in a pan, ubechutz nafal shuman cham ukedayma ala machvas, and some meat gravy spritzes onto the keli, and chashash l'dagim davablias kli. So he's makel straight out. Come out all the paiskim, are makel about cooking fish in a fleshiga pot, that it's not something which is aser. I don't think any of the paiskim are machmir, although again, many Jewish families have a custom to have a separate fish pot, or a separate parva pot, that they use for fish. They don't use meat for fish. But fish becomes a naparnat, so you can't have it with milk in the same mouthful, which we don't have in the same mouthful anyway. B'nai Ashkenaz, we have a minig not to have milk in the same mouthful as what? Oh yeah, we have milk products with it, but not milk itself.
Tibas bus is not naparnat.
Only those. Tibas bus, so we pass it is. The chavistas is machmer, but we make.
Even while it's cooking.
Even while it's cooking. Chavis Das is mashed while it's cooking. But the Das Torah brings a list of mekilin.
So the mechanics of Zayu, okay. Stop say that the steam goes up and it's going to bring down the steam that's in it. So why fish in a
place
of oven? It's going to
give off Zayu. Why are we not afraid? Because
it's only a
naparnat. It's only a blias. Blias we're not worried about.
So you're not worried about
the
taking the blias.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, this is... Okay, let me just say what I mentioned towards the end last week, that this whole siman barely mentions just agav zeya. This whole siman is talking that there is no zeya, and we're worried about reyach. There is an issue of zeya, which we consider to be mamashis, which means if you cook potato kugel together with chicken at the very same time in the oven, the kugel is literally fleishis, because it has zeya, not just reycha, from the chicken. And to eat that with fish, I would think one should not, because there's a mamasha shabai. It's not derech kli. And I think I mentioned that I asked Rabbi Yashiv when I went with my son before his bar mitzvah. So I asked him if you have to wait 6 hours. That would really be, you know, disappointing. He said no. He said you don't have to wait you don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait at all, right? Just not in the same mouthful. There's so many machlekes in the ready. The question if there's zeya, and if a person has to wait 6 hours in the first place, and the fact again, I don't know why he was making it. He didn't tell me, but we have the cooler that it's not moshech tam, if it's just a tam kolshu, that you don't have to wait 6 hours, so you don't have to wait.
So
zeya we're treating like the end, except for waiting 6 hours. We don't wait 6 hours, but it's a band for other things. No, a pot is a naparnat. Zeya is worse. Because a naparnat of fish into meat, I would say you could eat. Apialoch. If you cook fish in a fleshiga pot, you could eat it. But if you cook fish the same time as meat.
You put spaghetti in the pot, in a fleshiga pot, then you can't eat with milk. But let's say if you cook that spaghetti, could you eat that with flesh instead? If you could eat it with fish, I mean.
Yes, because it went through a keli.
So
the truth is, even with milchik, with the evidence, so it's what? It's all the chadchila, it's us. Right? And naparnat is only a chadchila that we're making. Okay, let's finish this sif. Unless the machfas is mazia for both, there is also a filu bezachazeh while yishnei begulim to have a kisis yishal kedera. If they both hit the zeh of the same machfas, then it's beileya. And this is Retzu Lestri for Rav Moshe, who said that in our rabbins we always assume there's zeh when you're cooking meat.
What's the case of the?
Is a machfas over? It was solo isavet the tachas machas machvasas.
Yeah, they're just together.
Yeah, machvas. Yeah, they're both together under.
Microwave is like
oven. What?
Microwave
is like oven. Yeah, some differences. Got to be this. It's the same. Yeah. Yeshayim the chomakim damin urecha milsa v'asa b'diavet ha'udafka the lekas shishim in a heta degede iser. Another shita that even with a machmir and a sealed oven. It's only if there's no shishim negadisa, but the ikas shishim in a heter, I feel the chomash shabbatana, bevatla iser, shishim helps, with tzarech hefsid yesh linokain. Again, every single kula we have in Recha Milsa, we say that it's mutter b'dieved, or it's mutter makam hefsid. Yeshayimrim, and that's only in a sealed tana, where we're normally machmir. In all our ovens, we're not normally machmir. Yeshayimrim. Now here is something where theoretically comes up. No, we say if it's sussum, that's it. If it's a sealed oven, we normally we're machmir b'diavad. So, oh, you mean why we're not semech hashishim? Because it's not clear that it mixes, right? When I have a liquid and the tipa falls in, so I know that it dissipates in the whole thing. The reyach, who knows? Maybe the reyach goes to the things closer to it for more than to the things further than it. So therefore, you're saying that it's chal to be machmir.
So you have to clean the oven because sometimes it's a small piece of meat.
We said behef samru b'yemekel. It doesn't mean you can do it lachetchila. Yeshayimim de iser ha'isa b'mashahu. Kugay chametz b'pesach. Recha milsa va'isar afilu b'di'evin. Chalk up one more chumra for Pesach. If it'll happen that your wife will cook the Pesach tikka chicken and challah in the oven at the same time, not so likely. So even though normally we passed in recha lav milsa, here he says it's also afilu b'di'evin. Now, what I this issue here of Pesach is kamat not negeya, because. Remember, the Chumrah of Pesach, that it asks b'mashahu, is only on Pesach. Before Pesach, it doesn't ask b'mashahu. Before Pesach, if a little bit of chametz falls into your Pesach tikka chicken soup, so it's mutter. It's mutter. There's no issa before Pesach. Again, the ladies would never listen to such a thing, but you don't have to tell them. If a mashu of chametz falls in before Pesach.
When does it start?
It starts from the 6th hour, from Erev Pesach, 6th hour. So this is only Negeya. If on Pesach, you have chametz and Pesach tikka food in the oven at the same time. It would never happen because we don't have chametz in the oven at the same time. In those days where they went, they had a communal oven, I guess it could have happened. But nowadays, I mean, Chas V'Shalom, it could happen if someone... puts in something and later finds out that it was chametz thing. But generally, this doesn't come up, and therefore, the inyan of the issa mashahu is kamat not negeya, and just shach yadalit. The Ramah asks is only in the Tanur cut. Sarachian says the Shach, but Taisus have this kechavim ashbulahed yafilu tanum gedayru laser. Taisus is mashma that even Shach yedalin, that even in a tanu gadol it's also. Sarachloim the sfirah leila harav that Taisus ozli letamayu the sfirah reicham milsa betanurim ketanim hilchach machmarin on tfei. I'm reading it to point out what I said in the beginning, that the sheet of Taisus and the Rosh is that we pass in reicham milsa. is Taisu holds Mecha Milsa, so he says he mafra even by Tanurim Gedailim. Avaladidon, the Kaimel on Rechal HaMilsa, and less a Klav Tanurim Gedailim. V'daychik, he says he's not sure that these two things are Tali Zabizeh, it's Archeon. But Al Kaponim, this is Sif Aleph, the end of the Ramah, Ein Lekamas, a Simon Kof Yudches, V'yesh Lahachmin Lechatchilo, Lisvais Beis Kederis, Echem Yem Isra Al Kira, or Litzais Isra Eitzel Heta. He has a Shaila there, in a communal oven, if one is permitted to put at the same time that a guy is cooking her treifa soup, whether you can put your kosher soup right next to it at the same time. So there, it says that we're not chayshish that the guy is going to switch anything. Yisrael v'ayvikachavim, this is kufyut ches, shasasu beis kederi zuei tzol zeh, basa shkuta, v'zeh basa nevela. Mutter in loch shemek shiz is ra pan of hichel de khab shchit ben vela when at khaishish va fila pm gula mutter ve in loch shem yitzu ni tzitzis mizalaza and you're allowed to do one next to the other. You don't have to be chayshish that maybe it'll spritz from one to the other. Of course, if it does spritz, it'll usually be bakal b'shishim anyway. But as I state here in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Yud Ches, that it's mutter to put them next to each other. Again, it's not something that we like to do, but you know, sometimes people have fleishiks and melechiks near each other on the other.
On Pesach, if you make matzahs on Pesach, and one of them turns out to be a kula, so the whole
maira is kula. If you're going to bake chametz on Pesach, one of them is a kfula, so it comes out you have chametz and matzah together at the same time in the oven, and we're saying that we're machmer and recha milsa. I think that they say mechaliti min b'minai min b'inamina. That by min b'minai, which is folded matzah and other matzah were makel, because mikra adin is bottle barayv, and that these halachas are only by min b'inamina. I guess what's
the
hilchos
Pesach. When she was baking matzahs.
Okay, it would only be shayach if you have
chametz.
Pots
that touch.
Pots that touch. So we have a rule: ein b'liya yaitzim a kli l'kli b'lai raitiv. That the bliya doesn't go from one keli to another if there's no liquid in between, and the sweat of the keli is not called a liquid. Chatzilah, we wouldn't touch them, but if they touched, it wouldn't ask to be the edit. Sif beis, aleph beis, gimel are all going on the same minyan. Bemer devar ma'murim b'tzli, avol abola vashlem b'kedera zelatzvi v'zelatzva yafilu b'taner katan. But if you're cooking two things next to each other, even in a small oven, upisasum, and even a sealed oven, mutter. Avapisha kederis magula. Tremendous chiddush. Now, when do we say recha milsa? By things that roast. By things that are cooking, there's no din of recha milsa. And again, he's silent on the topic of zeya. The davka shatana pasuach ktsas. There are most machmir, unless the oven is slightly open. But if it's sealed, if the oven is sealed on all sides, like you do when you put the charm in on Shabbos, so he says to leave it both open in the oven. There's some that are machmir even with the eved. Makam hefsed again with mekel, which is sort of the song of recha milsa. It's aser, but the evid it's mutter, and the tanasasum, it's b'makom hefsid yesh lahakum. They all have hands, right? They're all pasuach. So therefore, they're all mutter, but the evid there's no. You don't have to come on to hefsid meruba. He's talking about things that are cooking. You know, anything that's cooking, that's what he's talking about. He's talking that, again, the issue is why he doesn't bring up the issue of Zaya, which I told you already last week. I'm not sure. Maisha doesn't have a clear answer. A pot roast, well, pot roast, I'm not sure what a pot roast. They do have liquid. The fact is that when you roast chicken, the gravy comes out. Gimel. If Yesham Nunishal Issa Ham Al Ham, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Al Amarada. And this is the stick with which they take out the matzahs. The What is it called?
Ridei
HaPas. The stick they with which they remove the that's a spatula. That they, well, no, but they take the oven. They take the matzah in and out. Shovel. Big spatula. So the shiver, they call him the shiver, right? So the shiver stick. Call it a spatula, that they take things in and out of the oven with. Now, if that is smeared with oil, they smeared it with oil, so it shouldn't burn. It itself shouldn't burn in the oven. Same yesham nunishal issa al ha. Now I don't know how to pronounce the English. I'm not sure how to pronounce the Hebrew either. We used to pronounce it miradeya, but miradeya I think ends with an ayin. I think it's a different word. What? Al hamarda. Shekairin. I don't know how to pronounce it in Polish either. Pala. What? French. Pella. Shekai Pella. Asalitin alea heter kol hayom. So obviously that gets a bliya from the oil. You put trefoil, oil, you stick it in the oven. When it's a ben yayma, you're not allowed to use it. Miu. But here's a tremendous kula. Ksheina bas yayma. Mutal ishtamishba. Mishum di'i afshir ben yanacher. Chazal made a kula in the takana of eina ben yayma ato ben yayma. And in the original takana, they said that we're going to be makel on a communal spatula, and the things that are used in the oven, because people didn't have ovens in their homes, and they had to go to the communal oven, so they would be makel. If it's binyamin, it's a deraisa, you can't be makel. But if it's a eda binyamin, which is only this drabana, so in the original takana, they were makel. Okay, so the kasha is, what about the shamnunis itself? So the Rishash there in Avodah Zarah is the kasha. What are you worried about that? What about the ban of the oil? So the Rishash says that it's a raya from here, that something you shmir on a keli. It's just a small layer on a keli, also becomes an enev ben yaymei after 24 hours. That's a Rishash's chiddush. We don't have this in Yeridaya. We don't have this in Yeridaya. So I think we would have to answer that it's cleaned off. Either it burnt off or you wipe it off. You're going to the God. Now he's not willing to have a special spatula for you. He's not willing to have one for you separate. So, but to let you wipe it off, so I'll let you wipe it off. You take a little bit of soap and water, and you clean it off. Wow. So there's no ban. So then it's water. Now, why can't you just?
Would they say here something and
then wipe? Yeah, I think you would have to know. You can't. Yeah, you have to. You have to know instead of anything, right? This is food is touching. Yeah. If you'd be taking things pots out, then it wouldn't be a problem. It's only because they're taking the food itself. Dr. Ramah calls him out. She bas yaima. Loi mahani bahagala. It calls him out to ben yayma. It doesn't help to kasher it for like klipa b'kliyumnis and not to shave off a layer, and even not to do both. The shach says loi hagala acha klipa, and not to do both. Why? Why is it enough to kasher it? So the shach off. Why is it enough to kasher it? Loi hagala acha klipa. Even hagala and klipa don't help. The marda dina keklisha tashmisha ayayu dehor. Because this is a keli shetashmisha ayidei ho'or that needs livon. Something that's not used with liquids, like a spit that you put into an oven or a frying pan, that's a Teflon frying pan, that needs livon. And therefore, hagola is not enough, and this, I think, was made out of wood, so livon was not an option. And therefore, it was a... Well, when it's ein ben yayma, we're mekel. But it's the Eina Ben Yayma Wemekel that you could use it. So you can't say Loi Mahani Agala. Wemekel to use it, Eina Ben Yayma. Well, you could use it without Agala, so Agala is not going to make it worse. Right, you're allowed to use it without Agala. He was just Mekel without Agala. What's he supposed to say? We say without Agala it's Mutta by Eina Ben Yayma. It's a problem by a Ben Yayma. So the Ramah is addressing the problem which remained in the Shulchan Aruch of a ben yaima, and then that problem which remains, then you don't have the seitz. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good kasha according to the custom today. Why didn't they just pikem it? Put some bleach in water and stick it in. Maybe for things that need libun, they're not make on being pikem. I think they need alcohol. Okay. I think they're not. I mean, what they use that for is the big steam kettles. That's basically what it's used for. Okay. What? The oven itself. What about the oven itself? So again, if it's not something that's maziyah, so we said za'achazeh is mutter. To have nevela and then kasha meat, za'achazeh, we said is mutter. So you would do it za'achazeh, if the device things were removed, that you would put it as things to a banquet. Okay, even if they did use treif. Okay. Okay, whatever the case may be. Okay. Well, it's the same sugya. Okay, we finished now the first of four sugyas of Recha, and that is two things cooking in an oven together. Sif Dalit is the sugya Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Again, I don't believe that this comes up all that much, so we'll try to learn it a little quickly, and then we'll get to the part that is Nageya, the second part of Sif Dalit. Pas Chama Shemunach Agabichav is Psucha Shal Yayin Nesach Asura. It seems it was the style to give a good taste to the bread by taking hot bread, putting it onto the oven, onto the wine barrel, and the taste of the wine barrel would absorb, the Chazal say, that Pasha Yeves. Bread, hot bread absorbs taste, and it would take the taste. If it's put on a Chavis Psucha Shal Yayin Nesach Asura, if it's where it's open, but if it's cold bread, even if the oven is open, it's only yasser if it's hot bread connected an opening. If it was barley bread, barley bread must have some special ability to absorb taste even through a sealed barrel of wine. Remember, these are barrels that absorb the taste of the wine. We're not talking about our bottles. So it gets a taste. So this is also a sugya of Recha Milsa. And he's saying here that it's also this type of Recha Milsa we are asering even with the Eved. That's case number two of Recha Milsa.
You put the challah on top of a closed barrel. Does it have taste? Doesn't have taste. If it has taste, then why would it be mutter?
Okay, if the Aruch Shulchan said in his Hakdama to the Siman that if you're actually going to taste the taste, then that's not the sugya. If you actually taste something, even if you have something cold and something hot, I gave you an example, if you make a salami sandwich, and then you take the salami off the bread, and you say, you know what, I want the bread with cream cheese, so that's not going to work, because the bread is going to have the taste of salami in it. So there, if you feel the taste, it's also between your stomach, what you have to assume. That's the second sugya of Recha Milsa. Third sugya, Sifhei, and this comes up slightly more. Let's see. There's no Ramah Sifhei, Dalit. Sifhei is in the middle of Dalit. Yeah, I know. Sifhei. We're talking now about Recha, about actually smelling things that are not kosher. Now, things that you're not allowed to eat, you can smell, because they're also b'achila, they're not also b'hanah, and therefore, if you like the smell, you're going past the trefa restaurant, and they're barbecuing meat, and it smells good, you say, that smells good, there's no problem, it's nevela's muta b'hanah, you're allowed to smell nevela l'chatzila. The question only comes up with things that are also b'hanah, which in our lives is limited mostly to Pesach, to the question of taking a smell of bread on Pesach. The smell of basa b'cholov, it's basa b'cholov deraisa, would be a problem. It's rare today. I shouldn't say it's rare, but it's certainly not common that we bump into basa b'chalav deraisa. So it doesn't happen that much. Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says. Cheeseburger. I think they put the cheese on the burger after. It's still whole. The cheese is still whole. So that's a question. It's, you know, it's a machlaikis in its sleeves. A machlaikis in basa b'chalav tzli is aser. And minatayra. All basa b'chalav d'rabbanan is mutabana. The rabban didn't ask about that. So, it could, all right. Anyway, you could have cases. I'm asking. You know, you can roast arla. You get some delicious arla and you roast it and you smell it. Oh, it's Akhti Shulchan Aruch. Sifet. Mutter lishayf bepiv. Reyach yayin nesach derech nekev shebachavis leba imutayv. This in the Gemara is called bas tiyua. This is the machlokes Rav and Abaye. If you, they used to sniff the wine of a barrel. It was actually a profession that you smelled it to see if it was at the level of fermentation that you wanted. We paskan like Rava that it's mutter to be shayef to smell. This yayin nesach. At 1 minute, avol osa l'taya ma'yafol pishay nebaylai, to taste it with your mouth is osir. Va'osir l'zalef yayin nesach sh'osir ba'ana. They used to zilof. We don't do it today. We say we spray air freshener. They used to, for air freshener, used to drip something with a good fragrance, and the room would get a smell from the dripping. But that's also with some that's also ba'anava. Mutal is alef stam yeinam de mutal ba'anava. Aminik bizmanenu is to be mekel on stam yeinam, stam wine of a guy that wasn't used for avay desara. So therefore it's mutter. So what the Sifia says, the Ramah says, Yisuri ana also ba'anava. The Mechabah says that it's mutter lishayf. That it's mutter to smell yayin nesach. So the Rishayim all jump. How could it be mutter lishayf yayin? Reich Yayin Nesach, what are you talking about? Yayin Nesach is also Bahana. What's the heter to smell Yayin Nesach? So there are three shitas in the Rishayim. Taisis is in the Mesech Zavai, the Zaradaf Yud Beis. There are three shitas in the Rishayim. And all three are mentioned by at least some of the Paiskim. The first is the Teretz of the Chedushi Haravit, which is quoted in the Rajba. And Taisis alludes to it, not be ashamed to derive it. The Chiddush Arayvit says, a Chiddush Ladina, we'll see in a minute, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Shach Chav Zayin brings it, that he says that the Isser to smell, Isser Hanah to smell things, is only things that are made for the smell. Something that's made, it's Oymid Lahariach, it's made for the smell, it doesn't have made exclusively for the smell, but it's made for the smell. There's the Isser of Hanah. And this, Yayin Nesach, is not made for the smell. They smelled it to see the fermentation level. But since it's not made for the smell, therefore it's mutter. Now, Tosis asks a kasha. Says if it's not made for the smell, that means this is a Hanah, Shalai Kederach Hanah. It's not a usual Hanah. Hanah, Shalai Kederach Hanah, should still be Yasser. This is Tosis kasha. But nevertheless, many Rishayim bring this Shita. That the shita that if it's not made lahareach, it's mutter to smell. This has a secondary application lahalacha, and that is the bracha of bar minei b'samim. When you walk into a coffee shop, why don't you make a bar minei b'samim? It smells very good. Why don't you make a? You walk into a bakery on the erev Shabbos. Smells delicious. Why don't you make a bracha? Shnasa reach tov bepas. Why don't you make such a bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchis Reish Tezayin that something that's not made lahareach, it's not made for the smell, you don't make a bar minei b'samim. Unless, the exception, if you take it for its smell, if you take it in hand and smell it deliberately for its smell, then you do make a bar minei b'samim. Let's say you take an esrik, you're shaking the esrik. Agav, you smell the esrik, you don't make a bracha. If you say, I'd like to smell something nice, you pull out an esrik or an orange, and you like the smell, and you smell it, you make a bracha. you make a bracha on the smell. So again, a lot of times people say Matzah Shabbos, they don't have what to use for besamim. Oh, they ran out of cloves. So I stopped using cloves a long time ago because cloves, I don't enjoy the smell. I would never take it for its smell any other time. So we use sometimes cinnamon for a smell. And someone suggested we use coffee. Coffee, a fresh jar of coffee smells very good. And you say, you don't make very many besamim on coffee. So the answer is, if you take it for the smell, then you do. The Mishnah Brura is mesupik about something which is made to dispel a reyach ra. Something which is made to dispel a reyach ra. An air freshener. They have air fresheners. Smell very good. So the Mishnah Brura brings the Prima Gadim, who says there, even if you take it for the smell, you still don't make a bracha. And in the Sharetzion, he's very misopic. He's more noita that you do. But I guess it's suffer brachas lahakul. So if you wanted to take one of these air fresheners or a car air freshener, so it's made primarily to dispel a bad smell, if that's what it's made for, then we don't, even though it's yesterday night, you should make a bracha, we don't make a bracha. No, we don't make a bracha. It says you shouldn't smell it. Don't take it to smell it, because you get into a suffix. But something which is made for the smell, you always make a bracha. Something which is made to eat, but you take it to smell, if you deliberately take it to smell, then you do make a bracha. Synthetic smells, we didn't never make a bracha. Yeah. That's a separate thing. This issue of using soap in the body is an issue of sicha kishtia. The pasuk in Iyuv, let's say kibosar batzmaisai, kishem batzmaisai, he uses a lashon that sicha, it's like it goes into the body. So there's a chumra of a number of rishayim, and the Gra brings it lahalacha, and the bir halacha brings it. Everyone's always looking, where is it? The bir halacha. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. It says you're not allowed to use soap on Shabbos. So there the bir halacha brings that the Gra was makbid that soap has to be kosher, and like Taisvis, and because there's an issur of sicha kishtia, of something you smear on your body should be the same as shtia. It's interesting, the Gra is machmir. The chassidim are very machmir on this. I know I spent summers in Monroe in the mikveh. They had the kosher soap. They had the milchik afleishik in the same container. You know, they had with the blue lines and the red lines. But they had both in the same container in Monroe. But they were machmir on kosher soap.
They didn't use it at the
same time. So Debrat Zina Rav has a tshuva, and he's shaila. Debrat Zina Rav writes that our soaps are pogum. They don't taste good. And since they don't have a good taste, they should be mutter even like the Gra. Then the fact we can tell that science may put in your mouth, if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't taste good. So you made to smear, why should it be totally in tasting? But nevertheless, the whole thing is the chumra in the first place. And there's a hat there, Lamaisa, you're allowed to eat it, so how can you see you're allowed to drink it? So it's hard to say that you can't smear it. So this is what we're saying. Yeah.
You're not
you shouldn't smell fresh bread. I have it. No, I brought the wrong tablet. This is Hilchos Pesach. In Hilchos Barim Nibsam, you know what? Chelik Beis. Yeah, I think it says that if you walk into a bakery and smell fresh bread, you don't make a bracha. That's what it says. But on smelling cinnamon, it's interesting. The halacha is that if you use it for Barim Nibsam by Havdalah, no matter what you use, like plug, you always make Barim Nibsam. It's like Shaka Liyavidvarai, and Yaitz everything, and by Havdalah, you always do it. Even if you use a rose. It's a light plug that by Abdullah you always say Barim Nibsam. And if you take them separately, then there are different brachas for different things. But what? A cologne or perfume, if it's made for a good smell, it's mutter, unless it's a synthetic. Synthetic, which is, I guess, why it's probably hard to know. I don't know if they're all synthetic or some are synthetic or what. You know, there are four or five brachas that I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. We don't make up our own brachas. It does say that if you walk into a store that smells besamim, that you make a bracha. Because there, the smell is deliberately there to entice people to do it, and therefore it's you do make a bracha. Yeshayimrim, this is what you were referring to. In Tresh Tesai Sif Yudalid, Yeshayimrim hameriach bepas cham, yesh loy levarech, shenosan reach toy bepas. First Shita says, when you smell hot bread, you make a bracha. Yeshayimrim de'ein levarech alav, and some say not. Therefore, you shouldn't take a smell of it. Why? Yeah. Says bread is not a chashuv, a smell that you make a bracha on. So Shar Tzion says, why don't you take it in your hands deliberately to smell it? He says lefizev, it's because it's not chashuv. Pashit afkishan noitel pas kedei la riach be miskaven lechol klal. The Shulchan Aruch. Both the Shulchan Aruch. The what? That's the smell of the bread. If you bake bread, it has one smell. If you bake meat, it has another smell. Yes. I don't know. People didn't come running in to smell. They came running in to eat. Okay, we're getting sidetracked. I'm up to the first of the three shittas in the Rishayim. Yeah, we're going to talk. I want to talk about smoking. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel talks about smoking, and
what about tabak?
Now we'll get to tabak and then we'll get Pesachei Tshuva and the barrel. Okay, we'll get to Pesach. Good. Okay, I want to get. Okay, let's see if we can finish up this evening. Again, we started with the kasha. Kasha was, why is it mutter to smell yayin nesach? Terrace number one of the Ravid, this biggie site, that if it's not oymid l'areyach, then there's no chashivas to the smell, and there's no problem. Terrace number two, Tysus terrace. Tysus loshin is a little unclear. Tosfos says the smell of wine is mazik lahaguf. Sniffing wine is not good for the body. What that exactly means, I'm not sure. Does he mean that if you eat food that's it doesn't kill a person? If you eat food that's not helpful, that you don't make a bracha. I don't think so. So Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Aruch HaShulchan learns this into Tosfos. He says the pshat is this: nobody goes and smells wine. Wine is not besamim. People don't go to smell wine. Why is this man smelling the wine? He's not smelling it for pleasure. He's smelling it to know if the wine is ready to be opened or if it needs to ferment for an additional period of time. He's not going to smell it for hanah. He's going to smell it livdike. So the Aruch HaShulchan, this is Sivkot and Chav Dalit, the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's the pshat, and this sif, the most mistaber of all the pshat, is the easiest to understand, is the Aruch HaShulchan Sipshat and Tosfos, that he's not going to smell it for the pleasure. He's going to smell it to test. I got this a pleasure. So Tosfos says nobody smells these things. They're not considered a smart thing to do. And therefore, it's smarter. That's Shita number two. That's Tosfos Shita.
So again, so based on that,
a fresh jar of coffee. If you're smelling it to see if it's fresh, let's say you're going to smell it to see if it's fresh, he's saying then you don't make a bracha.
That's what he said.
No, agav you don't make, right? It's not. Oh, it's not. I'm in Lariach. That goes back to the Ravid. One at a time. What? Flowers. Flowers. If you take them to smell, you make a bracha. Roses, you make a bracha. An atzei besamim, and the others, because that grows in a bush, and the others which grow on the ground, you make a bracha of isvei besamim. If it's a bokeh, you make barim nebisamer on all of them together. Yeah. And Havdalah, you always make barim nebisamer. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the third shot. Okay, let's say the lush. Tima is awesome in the Rabbanit, you might swallow it. It's Kazari, you might swallow it. The third shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. And I'm not sure what this means. Maybe someone can explain it to me. He says that the pleasure of smell is in the nose, is in the nostrils. Wine, they would smell with their mouth. I don't know if he used the word smell. They would shayef bepiv, it says. They would do it with their mouth. And the Gra in Lamed Aleph brings it. He calls it the Aruch Shita. It's Rabbeinu Chananel, the Aruch. Gra Lamed Aleph, Kepirisha Aruch, Vishar Paiskim, Demairi Bepiv. You're doing it with your mouth. Likot, Motelashe Bepiv, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Aruch. Vizemer Turis, Kushis Taisis, Dafyud Beis Amid Beis. And with that it said, the Bepiv, Vade La Milsi. With your mouth, Recha La Milsi. So I don't know, must be using the taste sensation to be able to tell. Anybody, David, you know about wine? You ever heard of tasting, of smelling wine with your mouth?
Yes.
You did, okay.
You're supposed to inhale and exhale from your mouth.
Inhale from your nose and exhale from your mouth.
So
here apparently they inhale with their mouth too. I don't know. President Clinton said he didn't inhale with his nostrils, maybe with his mouth. I'm not. Well, once you're in mechavin for the hana, then smelling is not hana. Once you're not mechavin for it, it doesn't matter. Especially wine, which doesn't have a strong taste. So, no, the other sheet is not oimid for it. So even if you do, it doesn't matter. But here, how do we paskin on Pesach? You're walking down the street, and there's a smell in the air from a pizza store, a bakery. Are you allowed to? Now, even before I read, you're going to know that anything to do with Pesach, any type of discussion, you know how we paskin. So okay, we're going to paskin it's awesome, but let's see how the Bir Halacha brings it. The Bir Halacha in Tuf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. Stam Yayinam, you could smell. Yeah. No, it's also bachilo, and tasting is you might swallow, we ask it. But we ask for tasting anything because you might swallow it. Tuf Mem Gimel, the first Bir Halacha. He says the following, Kosu Achrayinim B'simit Tuf Mem Ches. The Lefize, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Chameit Shal Goy Osa Bahanah, Osa Lahanis Mimenim, that even a Goy's Chameit is Osa Bahanah, Lefize, Osa Lahareach Gam B'paschama Shal Akum. Therefore, you don't have a no, you can't take a smell of the hot bread of a guy. Ubechemed Moshe mefakfek beikardina the reyach paschametz. He's mefakfek on this psak that you're not allowed to smell it. A filu b'Yisrael. If you have a fry yid, lefima dekay malam biyaredei asim and kufches. The dava she'ena oimed lareyach mutal areyach by arayvid. The arayvid said that there's no iser hanah on something that's oimid lareyach, and you're allowed to smell it. K'moy kelin yipas ayim bedvarav. So it's a gavaldi akasha from our simin. Achem beemes loy brira ikar dava zeh in pas eini oimid lareyach. He says, I'm not so sure that bread is not oimid lareyach. Ayin lael reish yudalid behagah beis deyos. It's a mistake. It should say reish tez ayin behagah. The two sheetas I read you about bread. If you make a bracha, ayin sham, va'ayin sham bebir agra kuf ches gufa, which is our, the one I just read you, isa l'chadman diyamar, there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm sorry, isa l'chadman diyamar, dechametz bepesach, disor b'mashu, amrina recha milsa, ayin sham. He's referring to the Ramah, that isa mashu, by chametz, da recha milsa. U'barmen den yeslesa mitamacher, sheme yavay la'ichloi. There's another reason not to smell chametz on Pesach. Shem Yavei La'ichloi. Sounds like a new gzeira. No, it's deliberately.
So all year long, it should be worse all year long because chametz on Pesach would be eliminated. All year long, I
never bedili from bread.
I think
never hold back from bread.
You have to remember this is all derived. According to the Gra, And Rebbeinu Chananel, it would be usher anyway. The heter is only lishayf. The Ravid's heter is based that that but the lishayf. But according to that, that the mutter lishayf is only bepeh, not be chaytim. So the didan, we don't know how to smell things with our mouth. So for us, it would be a problem anyway.
So according to the
grow, should be us.
How far you are from the and this is a serious question.
If you have kavana to smell it, you know, sometimes an oval asks me, they're allowed to be at a bar mitzvah for whatever reason. They're allowed to be at or let's say they're going in a doctor's office, there's music playing. So an oval says, am I allowed to go into the office? So you're allowed to go into the office, just don't listen to the music. Not always a yichud with music. Yeah, music is a pleasure if you listen to it. I'll tell you the same thing. Reyach is a pleasure if you think about it. If you walk down a block and there's a smell, and unless it's overpowering, generally, if you're not mechavin for hanoah, it's not.
On Roosevelt Boulevard, this is serious, and in Philadelphia, like one main road, yes. There's a Nabisco factory, and you go by it, and it has some of the most fantastic smells.
Not really.
Serious. I never heard that you can't go down.
Do people go there to smell? To smell
the tourist effect. When you go by, you're mechavin. Okay. I mechavin smells so fantastic. Everybody,
W-Dua. Okay, if we go to Chamayim, thank you for warning me. I'll know to stay away. I told you, smell, the pleasure of smell is only when you think about it. If you go someplace, there's a smell. It's only, generally,
if it's really and the whole time, the rest of the year, you're going by.
Yes, if it is, I read you to be halacha, but halacha says it's also lareach. It doesn't say also to go to a place where the smell is. No, it's the yichud with the smell. Yes, there is to be nehana from the smell. If you're not mechavin tavanah, for a minute, it's not going to happen. You know, there's a sugim psachim of somebody going down a street where a bal karcha is going to have a pleasure of hanah. So the Gemara says that if it's yefshe bin yinacher. So you're allowed to go by loy efsher, v'loy kamachavin. It's mutter. Loy efsher, Taisa says, means it's a tircha to go a different way. So loy efsher, v'loy kamachavin is mutter, even though it's a psikration. That's a sugi in the second parak of Pesach. It's talking about going down a road and having enough of avodah zarah. So loy efsher, v'loy kamachavin is mutter, but you have to be a loy kamachavin. That's the din. Sifav, sak, I'm going to get to the cigarettes next week. Let's just finish the mechaber. Sak shall pilpul in vizangevil shemesimin bikankane yayin nesach. To give a good taste to wine, they will put in a sack with spices. Mutal l'riach behem. Avol b'samim da'avdala oser. You're allowed to smell these pilpulin. These spices are made to give taste to the wine. Not that the wine should give taste to the spices. And therefore, they're already soaked for a while. Now you're pulling them out. There's no way to smell them. Avol b'samim da'avdala oser. But to use a b'samim of hadala, it's maus, since it's used for avodah zara, it's maus and it's aser. And finally, b'samim shall avodah kechavim v'kalei akarim v'arla, aser l'hareach behem. B'samim of three types of isurei anah, v'kechavim v'kalei akarim and arla, are aser. So this is the fourth type of reach. So we had four types of reach. We had the reach of two things that are roasting together in an oven. Then we pass l'chatchila also b'di'evin muta. We have the case of paschav shemunach agav yechavis. There we pass in its aser. Then we have the two cases by the smelling. Lishayf yayin, reyach yayin nesech, we said is mutter. And the samiv shel yayin shel avit kechavim, we say is aser. These are the four cases of reicha. Next week we will still do pischei tshuva gimel. There's a tremendous arichus on the issue of cigarettes. Smell of cigarettes, the smell of cigarettes, so that we're going to do in this Hashem.